I do think that I think it's smart that this movie does give Emmett Brown what I think would be a time traveler's fate. You'd be dead in fucking 5 days. No matter what happens, like, you go fucking around in the time stream in the old time when, like, it was a little, things were a little more violent, you know what I mean? You'd be dead in 5 fucking days.
That was a question I did have. How long are the three of us lasting in the Old West? I'll say I would last as far as seeing the drinking water at the McFly house here. And it's basically piss water. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go back to that cave where I found that bear and just have it maul me.
Sure. No, I mean, I think I'd get over the water.
Yeah.
But
I think you would fare very well in the Old West, Chris Cabin.
I mean, maybe with the beard, people would just think I'm hanging out in the woods all day and they don't care about me.
Yeah.
That's possible. But also, immediately, I'm just going to be saying, like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And like, someone's going to kill me.
The profanity would really give it away that you were not of this time. But it's like, yeah, oh, here comes old Grizzly Cabin. He comes into town once every 3 weeks.
No, I'm not going to hurt that raccoon. For a hat, I'm not going to hurt the raccoon. No. why would I do that? No, sir.
Especially when it gets hot out, I tan really well. I look less white than most people.
Now when you get into white some hot soup there.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I'd be strung up. I really do.
You come from the magical land of Italy.
Exactly. It's that swear of the Italian blood. It might as well be Mexicano, especially back then. It wouldn't be great.
But yeah, they find the DeLorean. It's, you know, fine. All right, we're going to tow it back to the lab or whatever. There is always, between Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, there's always incredible screaming in these movies. And I just love this, Doc! Doc! Him screaming. He finds the tombstone because Copernicus, oh, it's very sad. Copernicus, the dog, I guess, can sense or smell Doc Brown's rotting corpse in the ground. And it's like, you know, and brings him over. Oh, and here's my grave. And this is where, I love the, we are inscribing on the tombstone the exact cause of death and reason for the murder.
Well, yeah, it's not just cause of death. It's cause of death and, like, a little story behind it. A little bit of backstory.
Just a little bit of something. And then it's like, you know.
Which I think should be legal in all graveyards. I want to know what everybody's up to.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you know, shot in the back over a matter of $80 by Buford Tannen, fucking calling it out. So, like, time in this graveyard remembers Emmett Brown was killed by this dude. And then it's like, she takes the credit for it, and it's like erected by his beloved Clara. It's all like right there. Like, yeah, I fucking put this tombstone up. I'm putting my name on it. I'm calling you out because you murdered my boyfriend.
Over 80 fucking bucks. Yeah, I mean, but in that world, it would just be like, died of cancer, died of cancer, died of cancer, died of cancer.
Heart attack, heart attack, suicide, suicide, heart attack, heart attack.
Kicked by a horse, kicked by a horse, kicked by a horse, kicked by a horse.
Finally, autoerotic asphyxiation. It's here, guys. This is the one we're looking for.
Yeah, we thought it was a public hanging, but he was just trying to jerk off behind the courthouse, and it got way wrong.
For years, hanging was all bad. Until now, we found the good kind of hanging.
But yeah, so now it's like, what happens? We open a history book. We find out that, yeah, he. No one knows who Clara is, but yes, Buford Tannen was Mad Dog Tannen.
Love that. Love the look of Tom Wilson in this fucking huge mustache and beard getup. And just, like, grease all over his face. He's just disgusting this whole movie.
Looks like he would explode if he touched water.
He is the one guy in the movie. Like, it's a very clean movie, not him. He's just, like, all the dirt went to Buford Tannen.
Because all the other dudes in his gang are way cleaner than he is. Yes. He just takes all the dirt. He's like the pig pen of the group.
I just imagine, like, there's those shitty videos on Twitter all the time now of, like, there's like this old, like, stuffed animal that's been fucking, like, festering, and then, like, some guy will come and clean it and says, I imagine him doing that to Buford Tannen and just, like, scrubbing it off. Like, after the manure happens, they're like, oh God, and this is, what is this? This is dog feces? Okay, get down underneath that. Okay, we're getting to the hair. Okay, here's the hair.
You're scraping off stuff from 4 Christmases ago.
Okay, spray him again.
It would be a real Encino Man situation. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's also how they built swimming pools back then, too, was digging a hole in your backyard.
But they realize, you know, that they're missing a microchip, But yeah, but the
gas line to the DeLorean has been...
No, that's later. It's, oh, that's... Right, oh, here, it's a microchip.
Oh, yes. There's something that... the time circuits are fried because of the lightning strike.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you get the microchip here or whatever.
Yeah, because that's the... He's like, my counterpart will be able to provide the necessary materials or whatever.
Look at this money. Made in Japan.
All the best stuff's made in Japan.
I won't have it! I'm not... That's a future not for me, Marty!
I didn't fight Hirohito for nothing!
They just go down to the river and they eat the fish out of the river! They do nothing!
Marty, it's disgusting! There's no way they have control over the electronics empire. I refuse to believe it!
You're eating what? Sushi! Send me back, Marty. I gotta fix it.
No, I don't have a hankering for sushi. And I never will. Great Scott, sushi.
Don't talk to me about this Mizoguchi movie. I don't want to hear it. They don't make movies. They make demonic texts.
All right. Okay. I'm going to have to leave.
I'm just going to go to the Old West now.
I guess the 1970s really mellowed you out. You need to smoke some fucking weed, dude.
Wacky tobacco and get reefer madness? I don't think so. Be laughing, playing a piano, and smoking a J. No way.
Just wait till the bicentennial. You'll figure it out.
Dude, Doc Brown at the bicentennial. I bet that was a fun time.
Uh-huh. It makes me paranoid, Marty.
Yeah, you can suck it. It's the bicentennial.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.